Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, we got one big thing. It's really a big thing. Actually, there's several big things coming up, but one that we want to mention to everybody is the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast, and that's coming up on Tuesday, October 24th from 7:15 till 9 a.m. in the morning at the Indiana Roof Ballroom downtown.
That is such a beautiful
place. That is really a cool
really
place.
Beautiful.
Tickets are $30. A table of eight is just $200. So that is coming up, the Indianapolis Prayer Breakfast. The speaker, the keynote speaker, will be Tamika Catchings.
I remember her from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Four-time. I'm just looking at a little bit of a bio here. Four-time Olympic gold medal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tamika, she seemed like a little sprite, but she plays basketball, too, so she's not that much of a sprite, I guess. But, yeah, what a wonderful event. Coming up in October, our good friend Ken O'Gorick down at the Archdiocesan office sent us a blurb and asked us if we would put the word out, so we might mention this a couple more times. I know you can get tickets by, I think, emailing or
right, you can get online. You can go to indyprayerbreakfast.com.
Okay.
That's simple enough. indyprayerbreakfast.com.
And you know, Jim, it is summer's now over. Hard to believe.
I know.
I read on the Farmer's Almanac.
Uh-oh.
I did. I saw it on Facebook, and if it's on Facebook, it must be true, right?
Of course. Sure.
I read on Facebook, gosh, it's been 2-3 weeks now, that this is going to be a heck of a winter. As in cold and snowy, much different than the last couple weeks.
Well, until I see a woolly worm, I'm not going to put much stock in that.
But so on that note, I was thinking most people, if they haven't already, are bringing their boats in for the season, right?
Right.
And some people haven't used them much this summer.
You know, boats and motorcycles are all that way. They're so easy to buy. They're so fun to buy. And you buy them with the intention of going to use them all the time. We'll use it all the time. And you know, you do for a little while, and then it gets further and further between use, you find that they're kind of costly. They always need a little bit of repair, and then you have to usually pay to store them, or even if you're storing them in your garage, they're taking up space, and you have to keep them licensed and insured and in good repair. So what we're getting around to
is we have an idea for you, listeners.
If you have a car, boat, motorcycle, RV that you'd like to donate to Catholic Radio, most of the ones we get, I was going to say, we'll find a good home for it. Well, we will do that. But most of them end up usually at an auction, or a lot of them are just salvage. It doesn't matter. Even if they don't run, we'll send a tow truck out to your house. We'll pick it up, and you'll be won't have to worry about it anymore, and you'll get a nice receipt for your taxes as soon as we sell or salvage the car.
Amen. Great idea. Okay, call us. Either call us here, or like Jim said, it's right on our website. Right on our website.
CatholicRadioIndy.org. Over on the right-hand side, there's a little button there that says donate your car, and it's a matter of filling in a couple of blanks, name, address, phone number, that sort of thing, and your car will be gone in a few days.
With a phone call. Just a
Absolutely.
Phone call. Our guest on Faith in Action today is Jenny Hesher, and she actually started a ministry, a little apostolate, called Connecting Hearts. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored and humbled to be here today.
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. I read about you. I actually heard about you back in the spring, and I remember seeing something in the Fisher's Magazine that we get, and I put it to the side, and I kind of opened it up to that, cracked it on that page, and put it to the side, and said, I've got to get her on my calendar. And then, time passed, and the next thing I knew, you were getting a Jefferson Award for Betty's sake. So we want to hear all about it. So first, start with your family, how long you've been married, your kids, what parish you belong to.
Yes. Okay. So my amazing husband is such a supporter of mine and has helped me through all this. His name's Brian. And we have two lovely children, Jenna, who is 13, who is at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. And then we have a son, Drew, who is 10, and he's at Midwest Academy. And we actually live in Fishers right now, and we're getting ready to move closer to where the kids are at school.
Oh, my.
So we have been at St. John Vianney for... 6 years, but
oh my goodness.
Since we're moving to Westfield, we'll be at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which has been wonderful so far.
Both great parishes.
Wonderful parishes. I know. Yeah, I'm sad to leave St. John Vianney, but it'll be a new chapter, and so we're looking forward to that.
You'll love Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Aww. You will love that. And Westfield. Oh, my goodness gracious. My son and daughter-in-law built a house in Westfield. It is burgeoning up there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And my sister's there, so that will be great.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely.
To be around family.
Yeah. And that's the best, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so... take us back to the roots of Connecting Hearts, because I loved this story. I loved that, and it was so obvious reading the story, that the Holy Spirit and your guardian angel were all around you when this was happening. So tell us about the very first time.
Yes, so it stems back to when I was a little girl, and my mom used to take me to the nursing home to visit my grandma and my aunt. And I have some of the most beautiful, unforgettable, just special memories from that time, just visiting. And just as I walked in there, I saw desolation and sadness. And I just remember it didn't take much for me and my friends to just sit with them and talk with them, give them a hug or a smile. I have so many memories of just singing with them, just hearing their stories. They're fascinating people. And so I just grew to love the elderly at a very young age. And this stuck with me as I got older. And after we had kids, I wanted my kids to experience this because it had such a special place in my heart. And so 4 years ago, I just, you know, I felt a nudge from the Holy Spirit that I needed to start taking my kids to the nursing home. So there was a nursing home close by, and so we would simply just go and visit, and we would take cookies, and then we started taking cookies more frequently. We would go for special occasions like Valentine's Day and Veterans Day, and just sit.
So you didn't have someone in the nursing home you were visiting; it was just going.
Yes, it was going. Okay. Yes, and so that was 4 years ago, and we just, you know, strangers became family to us, and. And then at that point, I felt like as I was spending more and more time with the Lord and spending time in adoration, I felt like God was calling me to do more. So 2 years ago is when I started Connecting Hearts, and we started, I felt like that God gave me the gift of, I love to sing, and so I used to do that when I was younger. And so I thought, oh, okay, Lord, you want me to do some type of singing. And so I was like, let's get kids together. They love kids. I've never seen them lighten up so much as when you bring kids to them.
Oh, sure.
And so I told the kids, I said, we're going to go sing. So I got together some of our neighbors and my kids, and I think there was like 8 of us at the very beginning. And it was just very special that first time. And I have some really incredible stories. How I saw God moving, and one in particular that I would love to share, it is when there was a lady, and her mom and her daughter was there, and the daughter afterwards was crying after we had finished all, we sing beautiful hymns, and we put them up on the screen and give sheet music out. Well, at the end, the daughter was crying, was emotioning me to come over, and so I went over, and she's like, I just have to tell you, my mom has not talked in 6 months, and she was actually singing today.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And so I was like, oh, wow, this is so beautiful. And so at that point, I just felt like I was ignited with even more, like, what I wanted to do, you know, just to touch more lives with this organization and this ministry. And so God just kept opening doors as I continued to pray that I'm available and, you know, do what you want with me, Lord. I'm here. I'm here to be obedient. I'm going to say yes if I can do this mighty work of yours with your help. And so then it evolved into delivering flowers. And so I was at Mass one day, and I saw that they were taking the flowers from the altar, and they were throwing them in the dumpster. And I thought, wow, this is something I could use these flowers to bless the elderly. There's something I can do. And so at first I just started taking them. When we were singing, I would go and we'd hand out flowers. But then I thought, okay, there's something else. So then the Lord put it on my heart to start doing these beautiful flower bouquets.
Oh my goodness.
And so we would take all these flowers from church. And then now we have so many different places that are donating flowers, funerals, weddings. I have an awesome organization called At Random Acts of Flowers. They do exactly what I do, but on a much larger scale. They delivered 150 to 200 bouquets when they go to the hospitals.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Yes. And so I just reached out to them and I shared what I was doing, and they're like, oh my goodness, anytime we have extras, we'd be more than willing. And so at this point, we're taking these beautiful flower bouquets to 4 nursing homes.
Oh my.
And I can see that it could turn into more. I could probably add more nursing homes, but as Connecting Hearts, we are doing more things to establish relationships, because I don't want it to turn into just the flowers.
Sure.
I want to continue to sing. I want to continue to do some other things. We have dog day now. So we take pets in. Oh, and that's something else that I just, to see them. And you know, so many of them have had pets, and not allowed to have their pets there.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, Jenny Hesher with Connecting Hearts, and we're chatting about her ministry, Beautiful Apostolate, that she started just a few years ago. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find adoration chapels. At Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Gravetti in Westfield. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He is waiting to talk to you.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Jenny Hesher. She started Connecting Hearts a few years ago. We heard a little bit about the roots of it in the first half, and you know, as I'm listening to you, Jenny, tell your story, how really beautifully it unfolded, really like a flower, mm-hmm. you know, really like a flower. When you think about it, it started very small, and then it has opened up into blossomed, if you will, to use the flower words. But, you know, I'm remembering years and years ago when I was in the hospital having babies and families in the hospital, and I thought I told kids, don't send me flowers in the hospital. If they die in a couple of days, I don't want flowers. Chocolates, well, that's another thing. But but I wouldn't send flowers to people, and I didn't want flowers. It was just kind of like, they die, so don't do it. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, I had major surgery, and I was in the hospital for almost a week. And it was pretty serious, and I was in a room that was very dark. I hardly lifted my head up off the pillow for 3 or 4 days, right? And people sent me flowers. My sister did. And I probably got 7 or 8 or a dozen bouquets. And every day when the volunteer came through the door with the flowers, it was the bright spot in my day. It was, and I could smell them, and they were beautiful. And it was like, oh, flowers. It completely changed my mind about flowers. They are can be such a bright spot, not only of inspiration, but of love that someone else was thinking of you. And so the fact that you started with, you know, cookies and music and now flowers and then animals, mm-hmm. I mean, really what you're doing is connecting hearts one by one, mm-hmm. but you're being God's hands and feet, mm. And that's what we're supposed to be for each other, right? Yes. Hands and feet.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, because you say you have four, but you could do more.
Yes.
So is it money? Is it funds? Because I know that once this article hit the Fisher's Magazine, and it was in several, it was also in the Criterion, the Jefferson Award, of course, took it over the top. I mean, it was on the news, mm-hmm. but a lot of people now know about this initiative and I'm sure have come forward to help you. So what are your plans?
Yes,
what are his plans?
Yes,
I should say.
Yes, I know. I've just been praying and discerning and just really trying to do God's will with all of this to see what direction He wants me to take. And I feel like lives are changed when you really create relationships with people. And I feel like that's what God really wants me to do at this point, instead of just dropping the flowers and then leaving. There's so many people that I'm finding that are so extremely lonely, and they just want someone to visit with and talk with. And as I go back to these nursing homes, I just look so forward to seeing some of the same people that I've been, because we go back to the same one. So I will periodically go back to some of those people that I have visited, because I feel that God is tugging in my heart to go see them. And so
Jenny, that's the harder part, actually. It's easier to drop the flowers and go,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It's very hard, because I think the suffering that I see is difficult for me. And I think it's very difficult for loved ones. I think that's, why people don't go and visit. And, when they have family members, because, there are days like when I go in and I just will start crying. I leave and I just cry because I see so much pain, physical, mentally, spiritually. And so, but I know that that is where God wants me. And so the next initiative that we have, and I'm getting ready to do a big fundraiser, and I'm getting ready to look for sponsors, is we are going to buy, it's a rickshaw, basically. It's called a trishaw, where it started over in Europe. It's called Cycling Without Age. It's a bike. It has a seat on the front for two people, and you just pedal the bike, and I want to go, and I want to take the four nursing homes that I visit. I want to go and take a lot of those residents out for a bike ride on the Monon and get them out of the four walls. I mean, some of these people, some of my friends haven't been out for 3 and 4 years, haven't gone outside to enjoy God's creation. And it's so beautiful, and just the wind in their hair. And so that is what I have next, and I'm super excited about. So hopefully within the next few months, we will be able to have our big launch party with our rickshaw out on the Monon, taking
oh my goodness
all of our friends out for rides.
What a flourish that would be. Jenny Hesher, who started Connecting Hearts. It started with a simple delivering cookies, Valentine's Day, Veterans Day, and moved into flowers. And now you're going to take them out for a bike ride on the Monon. For pity's sake. I love it. I absolutely love that. You kind of hit a chord when you said that the reason, maybe one reason, that older people don't get visited in nursing homes is because their loved ones don't know what to say, or it's hard to see them. I have had grandparents, in-laws, my husband's grandmother, who died very old in a nursing home, but needed to be visited every day. And it was hard to see her like that. It was hard to see his father like that. When you've known them as a vibrant young person and then grow into middle age and older age, and then they are virtually helpless.
Yes.
Like they're no less of a person than they were in their 20s and 30s. I remember my father-in-law saying, I still feel like I'm 30 years old. Of course, he was an aged, old, wrinkly old man when he said that. And I thought, 30 years old, for pity's sake. But he felt no different. His body had let him down, and was starting to let go. But he and his mind was still the same. And I imagine that has to feel like that when you visit these people who are still you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're just like you. It's just that their bodies, time has taken its toll.
Yes. But also, I also feel like, It's hard, but I also feel that there's so many people that their family, they're not around. So they want to go see their loved ones, but they're in a different state. I have found that a lot. So they just simply can't be there. I mean, I think about my aunt and uncle that live, you know, farther away. When they become older and they're in a facility, I'm not going to be able to go there on a weekly basis. So, you know, it's hard. And families, you know, families are busy now. Like, there's so many activities. My kids, I think, oh my goodness, there's so much going on. So it is hard to make that time. Sure. But it's such a blessing once you do it.
Now you talked about 4 nursing homes. How often do you visit each one?
So we go every Friday.
Every Friday,
yes,
wow.
Yes, and that is for the flowers we go. And then
all 4 of them every Friday?
Well, I'm sorry, each one, once a month.
Okay.
Sorry. But then we also go in addition for Dog Day. And now we also have, which I didn't mention yet, we have Gigi Cupcakes they donate cupcakes now. And so now I have visiting day. So we'll have visiting day where we just take the cupcakes and just go spend time with them in addition to all the other great
goodness gracious. Now, I know St. Augustine's Little Sisters of the Poor, probably, I don't know if they're in your circuit, because they're so wonderful. I mean, they're that is a unique facility in itself, because you walk in and it's one of the only ones that it doesn't smell like a facility, an old age home.
They were so lovely. When I reached out to them, they actually get flowers from a local funeral home, and they said they get the most beautiful flowers every week. And the activities director was just sweet. She was like, you know what? We are so blessed. You know, you should take those to another place that maybe they don't get fresh flowers every week and
have visitors. Is that?
How nice was that?
Yeah. There are so many. There are so many. And I'm sure in need of the fresh air that you bring through the door and the smiles and the animals and the cupcakes. Oh, my goodness. Cupcakes. dear.
Now, somebody listening now that thinks, wow, what a wonderful idea, and wants to maybe look at doing that themselves, would they just start another one totally from scratch, or would they become a branch of you, or how would that work?
Yes, I would be more than happy to help them get started. If they would like to maybe take over one of my nursing homes, I would absolutely train them on how to do it and give them all the tools that they need.
Do you do Westminster in Lawrence on Oak Landon?
No,
you don't do that. It's interesting. Many years ago when I homeschooled, we went to the nursing home once a week to say the rosary, and the director would gather all of the Catholics together, and I would take my kids, who I was homeschooling, and I had 3 or 4 children, and the kids loved it. They had animals, and there was one man there who had a parakeet on his shoulder. Then it would go from his shoulder to his head and shoulder to his head the whole time and he'd be wheeled down the hall, and the parakeet would come with him, and then it started, or we found out, because I would ask them what parish they belonged to. He wasn't even Catholic, but he wanted to come. So he would come, and we'd pass out how to pray the rosary and rosaries, and he would come, and he would read, and he would hold the beads, but he wasn't Catholic. He just wanted to be a part. So I think what you're doing is, it really is something that these people are hungry. Mm-hmm. They just want the connection. I mean, they, you know, a breath of fresh air, and that's what you are providing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so wonderful. Jenny Hesher, Connecting Hearts. You know, I said bringing cheer to our seniors, one flower at a time, right? Okay, and you have another initiative coming up, but what do you need, Jenny?
First and foremost is prayer, just that God would continue to enlarge our territory and just to continue to follow his will for Connecting Hearts prayer. And then next, I would say, we're doing great with volunteers, but we need money right now for our rickshaw. So for the funds for that, and it's pretty expensive. I didn't realize how much it was going to be. So we're raising funds for that.
Okay, a rickshaw. So that's like a bicycle. So someone up front with a bicycle and then a little carriage in the back,
This one's quite unique. It's got the seat carriage like up front.
Right.
So
who's powering it?
And so I'll be the one doing all of that. That should be interesting. There's a little motor. I won't be doing it all. But
I was going to say, because listeners, there's not much of you, Jenny, here. She's a wisp of a girl. Okay, so there is a little bit of a motor.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. All right.
So I think I'll be okay. And the Monon's flat, so there's not a lot of hills. So I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, my kids keep getting me. Jim, you'd love this. My kids keep saying, got back into bicycling recently, and the kids keep saying, go on the Monon, because it's flat. There's no, yes. used to be a railroad track, so
right.
not a lot of ups and downs. So they keep saying, Mom, you can go on the Monon, because you're not going to get winded. But it's good news, bad news if it's flat, because that means it's steady.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to be continuously pedaling.
Yes.
All right, Jenny. So how do people get in touch with you? How do if they say, gosh, this resonates with me, this is kind of right up my alley, and maybe I can't help, but maybe I can send you something. So how do they get in touch with you?
Yes. So if they go to www.connecting-hearts.com, we have our website up. And we also have a Facebook page.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Yes, Comforting the Elderly, Connecting Hearts. So either way.
All right.
I need to get on Instagram because they said that's a great
huge.
Way to reach
it's
people.
Huge. It's
technology,
huge.
Technology, you know.
That's true. We have a little less than a minute left. Instagram is huge. I've heard that now older people all on Facebook. Instagram is now, all the young kids are going to Instagram. I'm sure there'll be something new in a second, but I'm going to cede the last moment or two to you. What would you like to offer our listeners?
Thank you for listening and just sharing. If you get online and you can share about Connecting Hearts with your friends, and just again, if I would appreciate all your prayers. Prayer is so powerful, and I see it, and that's one of our biggest things that we do when we go into these nursing homes with the residents is we pray over them, and I always ask them, what is it that you need? And that is probably my absolute favorite thing about my ministry, is to see how they liven up as I pray over them, and how they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they just thirst for Jesus. And I'm seeing that, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much, Jenny Hesher, Connecting Hearts, for being our guest here on Faith in Action.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.